All right, let's get to this phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jennifer said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my boyfriend Derek is an aspiring voice actor, has started up a little business. He's sent out demos everywhere and is actually getting some work."
All right.
"You guys are in radio, so I feel like you could easily have a little fun with him, right? Thanks. Can't wait to hear what you come up with."
All right. Well, William Hassenpepper, good news, works for a voice acting company.
Oh, how convenient.
I know!
Right?
He's looking for a voice. Enter Derek, and welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Derek.
Yes, this is Derek.
Hi, Derek, you're the guy who does voice work, correct?
That's me. Who is this?
Hi, Derek, it's William Hassenpepper. I work for a company that's looking for a voice actor, and I actually came across your work online.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
Yeah, we listened to the samples, and I think you'd be perfect for this little project we're working on.
Cool, all right.
Yeah, we're looking for someone who sounds masculine, but still sensitive, and from what I've heard, you've got a commanding voice, but I also hear some vulnerability in there, too.
Wow, thank you. I'm glad you like what you heard.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little bit about what I'm needing. This might sound a little crazy, but I work for a Japanese company, and we're developing an artificial intelligence robot that people would have in their home. Got it?
Oh, okay. So like Siri or Alexa or something?
Kind of, but this will be like a full-size, lifelike robot.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've read about some of these things. So, like, your company's working on that?
Yeah. Well, the main work is being done in Japan, but we'll still be selling to people here in the United States, so we're going to need a strong American voice. This is why I called you.
I'd love to work with you on this.
Okay, well, first off, we gotta kind of go through a process here. I have a sheet of phrases that I'd like to get you to record so that I can bring this into my boss to approve, all right?
Sure, okay. Can you, like, email me the phrases and, you know, then I'll send back an MP3 file?
No good. I appreciate the offer, but I really need to get something right now. I'm headed into a meeting in, like, 5 minutes, and I need to have something to play for them.
I don't know. So you want me to, like, just record it over the phone?
Oh, look, I mean, if you don't want to do this, just let me know, and I can go to the next name on my list. I mean, it's no big deal.
No. Right? I mean, I'm happy to do it. I'm not sure how this would work.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Here's what we'll do. I'll read you some of the phrases we have for our male robot to say, and you repeat them back to me. So I'll record it on my end, and if the bosses like what they hear, well, then we'll have you record all the phrases for the robot.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
All right, great. Derek, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. All right, first phrase should be an easy one. Just say, "Hello, I'm Derek."
Wait, you want me to use my own name?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's for audition purposes. Sure, we can try that.
Okay, all right. "Hello, I'm Derek."
All right, perfect. "Hello, I'm Derek. How are you feeling?"
"Hello, I'm Derek. How are you feeling?"
Oh, that's nice.
Give me a little bit more concern. Like you really care about this person. And make it kind of sexy, too.
Okay, all right. How about this? "Hello, I'm Derek. How are you feeling?"
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. All right, next one. "You look nice tonight."
Okay. "You look nice tonight."
Oh, okay, yeah, but give me a little bit more feeling, like you're talking to a woman.
Oh, okay. "You look nice tonight."
Oh, Derek! Oh, that's perfect.
Are you sure? I mean, it seems a little weird. So, like, this robot just, like, gives out compliments and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's a lifelike male robot. It'll act like a companion to people.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, really. Well, okay, try this next phrase. Give me some passion on this one, all right, Derek?
Oh, God.
"Why don't we go upstairs and get better acquainted?"
Stop!
Wait a minute. Really? What kind of robot is this?
Well, I told you, Derek, it's a male companion robot. Women will buy this robot, and it'll be let's just say a partner for them.
Okay.
It's a porn bot.
Oh!
So just try this phrase. "I'm Derek. Let's get you out of those wet clothes."
What? did you say it's a porn bot? What is a porn bot?
Well, yeah, it's a porn bot. It's a robot that women can have it, you know, as a bedroom companion, as I said. And, you know, wait just a second.
No.
You know what I'm thinking we do? We name it after you, since it's your voice coming out of it. We call it Derek the porn bot.
No. What are you talking about? Is this for real?
Don't you want to be famous as the voice behind the world's first fully functional porn bot?
No, I don't want to. No. I don't want to do this. This is not. I'm hanging up.
Wait, hang on, Derek. Hang on, Derek. Do one more phrase for me. Mm-mm. Say, "Hi, I'm Derek, and I love a good phone tap."
A what? What is that?
You know, a phone tap where we call you from 99.7 DJX and put you on the air with a little. And have a little fun with you, Derek.
Oh, my God. Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. Hi, Derek. It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. And Jennifer told us about your new voice business. So we thought we'd call you and mess with you a little bit.
Oh, so there's no beep robots here.
No. No, there's not.
Right. Wow, you got me good. Wow, you win.
I feel like he was wanting the work, though.
Yeah, no, but you know what? He was starting to come around to the idea of a robot around. Being named after. I mean, like, well,
yeah,
that's kind of fun, right? What? Let's get you out of these wet clothes. What? No.
All right, there's your phone tap.
No.
On 99.7 DJX. We'll do Kelly next.
No. No.
On 99.7 DJX. I mean, it would sell well, I'm sure, Kelly.
No, it would not. No, it would not.
With your voice coming out of it? Oh, come on.
No.
Yes, just like that, Kelly. Just like that.